The whole Purdy discourse is worthy of discussion, I think, because it's, I think that's like the television networks have figured out that it's red meat to sort of have like the Brock Purdy haters. And I put haters in air quotes because like, you're not like wishing him dead. Like you're just saying, I don't think he's that good. Or I hope he loses his game. Against like the ball knowers or the self-described ball knowers, right? Why is it that you think America needs to have a culture war over this nice young boy from Ohio, from Iowa State, whose main crime is that he seems to be getting really lucky with the help of his coworkers in his second year in his new job, post-grad. Because I agree, by the way. Like, I kind of want this dude to get body slammed out of the Super Bowl. I'm kind of sick of him. I think he's getting away with it. And I don't like that I think that, but I do kind of want him to get tossed.
I feel like the way you describe that, if listeners haven't immediately picked up what you're putting down, it's already a lost cause.
This audience does. I will say, this audience does. Gotta love them.
Having now worked in multiple corporate environments where something similar may have happened, who's to say? I'm now deeply understanding where my psychological urge to see Brock Purdy get thrown into the stadium sky comes from. And now I've got a therapy session tomorrow. Now I can talk about it. That's great. I really appreciate that, Alex. I think that a lot of this comes from, first, is that people, like, I don't know if they see themselves in quarterbacks or they see worship in quarterbacks, but like, the quarterback is like the avatar by which they enjoy the team. And so if you say, hey, man, this team is like really good, people are like, yeah, I love my team. My team is awesome. They're so good they can support a mid quarterback. Fuck you, I'll kill you. And it's like, no, man, I think your team is like better than almost every team in the NFL.
This is literally the Michigan.
You're exactly right, though. You're exactly right.
This is the Michigan discourse, quite literally. I had this conversation about Michigan for like 5 weeks, man.
Right. Yeah, we would say, wow, Michigan's built an incredible football team. So physical. This defense is mean.
Incredible.
Like, look at these running backs. And they're doing this without making their quarterback lift a finger. Fuck you. How dare you doubt the greatest quarterback in Michigan history? And it's like, I understand why they respond that way. I do. I totally get it. But I guess this is a situation where every other team.
But also, there are people that are like mischaracterizing the conversation too. When it's like, you're like, hey man, this guy gets a ton of help from having, you know, the best tight end, the best fullback, the best running back, you know, the fifth best and seventh best receiver. Who has both of those on the team? At one, I'm not going to actually go out and rank the receivers. Sure, I don't know, but I'm going to.
But they have Debo Samuel.
They have multiple great receivers. Ayuk and Samuel are both excellent receivers.
Yeah, and the best left tackle. Right, like this is and you're like, and I think that has a lot to do with their success. And then people are like, well, you can't blame Purdy for his teammates. And I was like, who's talking about blame? I'm not trying him for a fucking crime, dude. I'm trying to figure out if he's good. And you have to like take into account all of this stuff. It's like college football fans saying like you can't blame them for who's on their schedule, which A, kind of you can, but B, I'm trying to figure out if the team is good. I'm not trying to like try someone for war crimes, man. It's not about blame. It's about figuring out kind of what the context of the situation is and what we can learn from that.
Yeah.
Right. And if we want to have a conversation about the quarterback, then we got to talk about the quarterback, right? And the only reason I would bring up the team is because now you're asking me about team success type stuff. Hey, why is Brock Purdy leading the league in EPA? Okay, well, I can answer that question by talking about the team. Now you're asking me not to blame him for the team? No, you wanted an answer to your question, right? So like, that's like what it is, right? That's like part of it. But like, people really think of quarterbacks as the humanization of the team that they cheer for. And so an attack on the quarterback is like verboten, right? And you can't just say, hey, man, the 49ers are favored in this game. They're favored in this game.
Right. The actual best quarterback, they're favored against him. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine for the quarterback to take some lumps, man. it's okay. We can have this conversation. It's like, it's nuts how people respond to that, because you're complimenting the rest of the team.
This is another element of it that Richard kind of turned me on to when we were texting about it that made me think of this. Richard calls it the no new rings policy for quarterbacks.
If Lamar wasn't able to get one, nobody else can get one.
But I think I understand this because, so like, I'm a Steelers fan. I'm from Pittsburgh. I find Ben Roethlisberger to be an utterly loathsome individual. Utterly loathsome. What I say next will not be in any way a qualifier of that. And yet, I took pride that my team's quarterback, he won rings, baby. Like, we got a quarterback here who's got two championships. Like, I'm somehow a more sophisticated football fan than you because I know what good quarterback play looks like because my guy won two championships. And, you know, you, fan of the Atlanta Falcons or the Green Bay Packers until Rodgers won one, like, your quarterback hasn't done that. You guys just don't understand. And it's like, Chiefs fans already have this. They already have happiness. They are already kind of in this rarefied air. It's like, do I want another NFL fan base to be happy and like feel like they have like a big time quarterback while I'm in quarterback poverty with Mason Rudolph starting playoff games for my team? Like, no, I don't want them to be happy.
So I'm